welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Is Neil Oliver the last King of Scotland? This is my Unity News Network column from 19th of April 2021. This was written when Neil Oliver was still doing a regular slot on talk radio. That's now finished, and he's doing a slot now with Andrew Neil on GB News. For anyone who only associates Neil Oliver with the chap who trudges around the periphery of the UK, viewed in long shots from a drone-carried camera in his BBC Two TV series Coast, think again. This articulate yet self-effacing man with the slightly throwback 70s student looks as a national hero. The combined follies of Scottish independence and the pandemic lockdown have spurred Oliver to action and to speak out on issues other than archaeology and history. If you've not caught up with his pearls of wisdom, then I suggest you do. He writes regularly in the Sunday Times Scottish edition, which is how his views have come to light. He also has a weekly interview with Mike Graham on Talk Radio, where his wide range of knowledge, his abundant compassion and perspicacity are regularly displayed. He speaks with modesty but also with passion, and, while there are few topics that he cannot address, the state of Scotland and the evils of lockdown policies attract most of his ire. For a comprehensive account of his views, especially on Scotland, his recent appearance on Trigonometry was a masterclass. Oliver's particular strength is his ability to find an apt metaphor for the situations of which he is most critical. Thus, the Scottish independence referendum is compared to one partner in a long marriage asking the other if they still love them. It can never lead to a happy outcome. Lockdown policies are like a colander. Governments set them in their ignorance, and many people ignore them, in their knowledge that the COVID-19 virus represents a minimal risk to them, and because that is what sentient humans do. They seek human contact. But it's not the prospect of independence that concerns Oliver as much as what the nationalists, aided and abetted by the other parties of the left in Scotland, are in the process of imposing on the Scottish people. The infamous Hate Crime Bill. This is awaiting royal assent, having been nodded through the Scottish Parliament, and will soon become an act. It will then be incorporated into Scottish law. It will be well known to readers of Unity News Network that this bill, amongst other things, classifies as hate speech something said within the privacy of your own home that others, if they become aware of it, could consider offensive. It's worth listening to Oliver's measured yet crystal clear insights into this pernicious prospect. As he points out, he could make an innocent remark that is repeated by one of his children outside the house, misinterpreted by a casual listener, and earn him a stretch in prison. I doubt Oliver has political ambitions, and he has no declared political affiliations. He claims to have voted for nearly every party at some point. Of course, as he dares to question woke orthodoxy, pandemic panic, and dares to shine a light on the manifest failings of the SNP, he's now classified by those who disagree with him as right-wing. He merely strikes me as someone who has concerns for and who probably has wide appeal among ordinary folk. I hope that his present outspokenness will not have an adverse effect on his television career or on his prospects of publishing further books. Let's keep a careful eye out for that, as it will certainly be a battle worth fighting.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.